On this day in 2011, one of the worst tornado outbreaks in U.S. history struck the Deep South. More than 300 people died in what forecasters call a super outbreak, with more than 100 major destructive tornadoes keeping local TV meteorologists on edge.
Folks, this is a violent tornado. My God, look at that thing. It's huge. That is a big tornado that is headed towards the city of Tuscaloosa.
NPR's Debbie Elliott returns now to one of the hardest hit cities, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to see what recovery looks like 10 years later.
The day after a nearly mile-wide tornado plowed through Tuscaloosa in 2011, here's how Mayor Walt Maddox described the situation back then.
Some people designate this as a disaster. I think for the 93,000 citizens I represent, we would categorize this as a nightmare.
53 people were killed. Maddox, still mayor today, says some 12% of the city was wiped out.
7,000 people became unemployed within 6 minutes. We had 1,200 injured. On top of that, we lost the Salvation Army and the American Red Cross.
Also, the county emergency management facility, communication towers, police cars, garbage trucks, and the sewage treatment plant, the very infrastructure necessary to respond in a disaster. To show the sheer magnitude of what the city was up against, Maddox takes me on a driving tour along the path of the tornado. 10 years ago, he says, it was chaos.
I mean, I call it zombieism. People were just walking, and everyone was dazed and confused, and people were just migrating. You know, that scene of people just walking up and down the streets and nowhere to go, you felt like you were looking at a movie dealing with the apocalypse. We're about to enter Rosedale Courts, which today looks totally different than it did 10 years ago.
The public housing complex was one of the first residential areas leveled by the Tuscaloosa tornado. Rosedale was completely rebuilt 5 years later with nearly twice the units, attractive brick townhomes grouped around playgrounds and lushly landscaped parks. There's no visible reminder that this was once a disaster zone, but the collective memory is strong.
My name is Jeanette Barnes. I live in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and I was in a tornado, April 27, 2011, so I have a story to tell.
Barnes, who is 72, sits in a gazebo at Rosedale, sharing photographs of the destruction here.
I have a few pictures here.
She took cover in her bedroom closet as the apartment collapsed around her.
I wound up, they say I was covered in bricks and everything. I was buried in it.
Neighbors had to dig her from the rubble. She was in shock. Barnes escaped with minor injuries, but like most residents, she lost all her possessions, including her car, which landed upside down on top of another apartment a block away.
It changed Tuscaloosa forever. It did. It's a day that you'll never forget. Never.
9 people were killed in Rosedale, including small children. More than 100 families here were displaced, says Chris Hall, executive director of the Tuscaloosa Housing Authority. And as is typically the case after major disasters, people with the least resources struggle to rebound.
They're low to moderate income families. A lot of them are on a fixed income. Some of them lost everything that they owned and, you know, no renter's insurance.
It was especially hard on older residents, Hall says. Some died shortly after the tornado. The stress of having to relocate and start again was just too much. He says the disaster also made an existing housing crunch even worse, destroying roughly 10% of Tuscaloosa's affordable housing stock.
That's amplified tenfold. And so now, even though you've got these families with vouchers to assist them to find places, the people that were displaced from Rosedale, they can't find anywhere. And that still holds true today.
Tuscaloosa had nearly $1 billion in unmet needs in the aftermath of the tornado, according to federal officials. Local leaders say that's a low estimate. Harrison Taylor is the former president of the Tuscaloosa City Council.
I didn't foresee us coming back. I'm just be honest with you. I thought it'd be a ghost town here and there and think, no, but not like it is now.
In the last decade, the rebuilding has been fueled by over $1 billion in public and private investment. Taylor says it took people overlooking their differences to start to come back. For instance, Tuscaloosa's Democratic mayor working with Republican Senator Richard Shelby to bring government resources to bear, and at the neighborhood level as well.
I think it changed us from being friends with somebody that don't look like you. Black, white, young and old come together, and we worked through this thing, made Tuscaloosa what it is today.
Still, you can see signs of an uneven recovery. The last leg of Mayor Maddox's driving tour takes us east to the part of town known as Alberta City.
The tornado by this time has grown by over a half mile. Everything you see, we see in front of us was totally destroyed. And you can see still some vacant lots.
Here, stretches of barren landscape stand in contrast to more affluent neighborhoods where insurance coverage allowed people to build back faster and up to current building codes.
This tornado hit some of the poorest areas of our city with some of the most antiquated infrastructure. That's what made this recovery even more difficult.
The city has also seen speculators and developers swoop in, sending commercial real estate prices skyrocketing. Tuscaloosa is chock full of new high-end apartments geared for college students at the University of Alabama's burgeoning campus. Maddox says, in hindsight, the city should have done more to make sure lower and moderate income renters weren't priced out. 5 years after the tornado, University of Alabama sociologist Arianne Prochaska looked at how the disaster affected people from different social classes and ethnicities.
You saw this definite income gap in recovery, and Black families and Hispanic families were disproportionately affected.
Standing on a vacant lot near where her home was struck 10 years ago, she says her own struggle to cope after the tornado led her to the research interviewing survivors. She found disparities both in the actual rebuilding and also in terms of coping with the trauma of the disaster.
People talk to me about still being afraid, not having received mental health treatment. So you have kind of the emotional recovery.
Just like the physical recovery, the emotional recovery is ongoing, says Mayor Walt Maddox. Those who lost loved ones, he says, can never fully recover. And everyone who survived lives with the dramatically altered landscape that remains.
So our entire tree canopy of the city disappeared. And that's one of those losses. I mean, when you compare it to human life and people losing their businesses and homes, certainly it doesn't rank there. But it's one of those things that it was a loss for our community that it'll take generations for it to ever come back.
A decade later, it's a subtle but daily reminder of what was taken. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.